What's shaking, Red Nation? This is Jeremy Brenner here with the annual free agency show here at The Dream Take. We are the number one podcast of The Dream Shake, home of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. And we are about 5 minutes away right now. It is 4:55 Central Standard Time, 5 minutes away from free agency officially kicking off. And we've got a lot in store. Obviously, throughout the night, we're going to be here for probably about an hour or so, depending on what's going to happen over the next couple of minutes. We'll determine that. Mike will join me at some point during the show to talk about what's going on. Obviously, with Durant coming in today, the Rockets played a role in that, so we'll definitely discuss that. But we're here to kind of just enjoy the beginning of the NBA season somewhat and see if we can maybe get some Rockets news as well. You know, I remember last year, I think vaguely, that Daniel Tice signed on while we were live. So maybe that happens today. We are looking at a Jayshon Tate possible extension. We are also on the lookout for backup centers possibly signing. Mo Bamba has been linked to the Rockets. Isaiah Hartenstein could be returning to the Rockets. There's a couple of other guys that could possibly go in, and I'm sure we're bound to be surprised by something this evening, given what the NBA has turned into recently. So, yeah, I think we're in for a very, very fun hour or so, and I am curious to see how this all turns out. I'm working a couple of different posts tonight. I'm hosting this show, but I'm also writing about it on various platforms. So things are going to be interesting. I'm just sitting at my desk kind of waiting for things to unfold. We did see earlier that Jalen Brunson, according to Shams, looks like he's going to sign with the Knicks. There was talks about him possibly meeting with the Mavs, possibly meeting with the Heat today, but both of those meetings have supposedly been canceled. Brad Townsend is tweeting here. Brad Townsend from the Dallas Morning News. He's talking about how is this not tampering? And apparently it most definitely is. Look, tampering is like speeding in a car. You know, is it really legal? Is it really illegal? It's only illegal if you get caught. And just don't be so blatantly obvious about it, I guess. But the Knicks have not done a very good job with that. We'll see down the line what kind of penalties come their way. But they're going to get Jalen Brunson. They traded a lot of picks, a lot of players in the last couple of days to get to where they are now. And that seems to be like the big free agency signing. But also, a lot of extensions could be signed today. I know John Morant's due for an extension. I know that Devin Booker, he's due for an extension as well. So there's a lot that could go on in these next couple of minutes here. If you guys want to come up on stage, we're doing that tonight as well. So feel free to hit that speaker request button. We'll be flashing people in throughout the evening as we go through. But looking at the chat as well, Dustin has commented, Mike better apologize for criticizing Stone on the Harden trade. He should have apologized a long time ago. That's how I feel about it personally. But then we have a couple of GIFs over here. But yeah, feel free to keep that conversation going in our Spotify live chat. A special shout out to those who are listening to us live here on Spotify Live. We cannot appreciate you more. And now we are in the final minute before the clock strikes 5 o'clock and we're getting ready to roll. This is certainly, you know, kind of just let's see what happens kind of thing. We're trying to see what I don't want to like talk about this Durant stuff because I feel like something's going to happen, but here we go. First one out of the gates, Isaiah Hartenstein, 2 years, $16.7 million with the New York Knicks. That's according to our buddy Kelly Eco at The Athletic. So Isaiah Hartenstein not coming to the Rockets. He is going to New York. That's a bit of a surprise considering there was talks about him going to Houston, maybe Orlando. Looks like Malik Monk is going to the Kings. So we have that. We've got Nikola Jokic signing for the max. Booker signing for the max. A lot's going on already. So here we go. Here we go. Man, Isaiah, DeAndre Jordan's going to the Denver Nuggets. That is another big surprise. He's going to go back up. Nikola Jokic. Excuse me. Yeah, a lot's going on right now. Victor Oladipo, our good old buddy Vic. He's staying in Miami, 1 year, $11 million. A lot of talks about him going elsewhere, but he is staying in Miami. A lot of former Rockets are already getting deals. Man, that's wild. Wild. I mean, I knew this was like going to happen, but I guess we see it here. Brad Beal gets his extension from the Wizards. 5 years, $251 million. Wow. Nick Batum, he's going to the Clippers. 2 years, $22 million. They're just flies. I'm worried that I'm going to miss something. I really wish I had Mike here, man. I wish I had someone up here. If y'all want to come up here and talk to me just to kind of break all of this down, would be greatly appreciated. That's 4 years, $214 million for Devin Booker. PJ Tucker, 3 years, $33.2 million, fully guaranteed with the Philadelphia 76ers. They just keep coming, man. They just keep coming. Wow. Yeah, that right there is a huge thank you to PJ Tucker for his work in Houston. And now he goes to Philly to team up with James Harden again. It's kind of wild. And look, I guarantee you Harden's taking a pay cut so that PJ can come back. That was probably definitely in the cards when the two got together. Man, I can't wait for Mike to get on and tell him everything that we've done in just already just 2 minutes. 2 minutes. This has all happened in 2 minutes. I don't even know where to start. I mean, God. Because the thing is, all of this is great, but nothing breaks what happened earlier today. Now I've got Mike here. Mike, you missed probably like 15 signings already. We're 2 minutes into free agency.
What's going down, my man?
Okay,
my apologies.
Let's kind of break this down. Okay, where do you want to – give me a team. Give me a team.
Malik Monk, 2 year, $19 million to the Kings. Where the hell is Malik Monk getting $19 million? The front door out of here.
PJ Tucker got his deal.
The 76ers, 3 year, $33 million.
I'm now seeing Anthony Simons, 4 years, $100 million. To the Blazers.
That's awful. I mean, that's an awful deal from them. Victor Oladipo got $11 million. Good for him.
Victor Oladipo did get $11 million.
Ooh, Hartenstein to the Knicks. He got $16 million.
Yeah, he was linked to the Magic. You know, with my Magic work, I was preparing for him to possibly come to the Magic, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen anymore.
Jalen Brunson's getting $110 million from the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
A lot of money has been made in the last 4 minutes.
Okay, so I'm trying to see if I missed anything else. Devin Booker got his Supermax deal. Nikola Jokic got his
Jokic is going to make $60 million in the final year of his contract.
Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, Hartenstein getting 16 mil, good for him. I think we talked about on the show the other night. I thought he was going to be in the like 10 to 12 million, so not too far off.
How about this for Bobby Portis? 4 years, $49 million to stay with Milwaukee.
It's a great deal for him. That's a great deal for Milwaukee, too. I love Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis is a
Bobby Portis fan.
I love Bobby Portis. But he brings what very few, like to me, skills-wise, overall, he brings more to a team than Draymond does, like purely on the basketball court, because he's a guy who can go get you 20 and 10 on any given night. Like, he's that type of dude. But how many guys in the league can bring to their team what Bobby Portis brings? Like, that list is short, if you think about
it. Yeah, and I think he fits what Milwaukee is doing really well. I don't really hate that deal.
Oh, I love that deal for Boston or for Milwaukee. One deal that you Bradley don't Beal like
so far.
Beal getting 5 years, $251 million.
Yeah,
he ain't worth that.
Yeah,
but Washington doesn't have a choice because no one's going to actually.
They do have a choice, and that was the wrong choice.
Well, they did and they didn't, because if they let him walk, they're done. At least with Bradley Beal, they're showing their fan base that they give a damn. But that's the Brunson deal I don't love because of the money.
That takes Washington out of – like, to me, that takes Washington out of the Wemby sweepstakes.
Yeah, that's fair. That's all a right. good point.
Jalen Brunson's deal officially from Chris Haynes for 104.
Okay, so it's a little bit less
per year. That's interesting. Yeah, so Jalen Brunson got $26 million a year from the Knicks, and Anthony Simons got $25 million a year from the Blazers.
That's stupid. Okay, I take that back. That's the dumbest deal I've seen.
The Blazers?
This Anthony Simons deal? That's awful.
I do some work with Blazers Edge as well, our sister site at SB Nation. And Anthony Simons is like a 20 points per game scorer when he needs to be. And this is them showing, like, they want to make him the next CJ McCollum in a way, to be Dame's, superstar. Oh, here we go. Daniel House. He's also reunited with 76ers. James Harden and PJ Tucker in Philly.
I like it.
You do?
I like it. I like that a lot. It's a great move. I mean, Daryl is doing – I don't think people – I think people are underestimating how big of a loss that is for Miami.
Daryl is building the Houston Rockets again.
The Houston 76ers. No, man, I just – like, Miami losing Tucker is massive for them. He's a culture setter, so I love that deal. I like them bringing in House because he's cheap, Malik Monk getting $19 million. I also hate that terrible deal for Sacramento. Like, what the hell is Sacramento doing?
Yeah, I can't wrap my head around that. Although good for Malik for getting more money, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
leaving LA to go to Sacramento.
Well, I mean, LA is not going to give him that money because there's multiple reports out there now that the Lakers are going to try and make a move for both Irving and Durant, which is interesting. That I think that's part of the reason of Brooklyn splitting up right now is they don't want to play with each other. But Windhorst is on ESPN right now saying that, the Lakers are going to make a play for both of them. I think the Lakers are going to get one of them.
Yeah. 2 years, $8.5 million for Daniel House.
Yeah. It's a good deal for him. It's a good deal. Is it fully guaranteed or is it a player option or a team option in year two or not? Not
that we know of yet.
Okay. I mean, dude, this is wild. I love NBA free agency. It's honestly, it's honestly one of the best nights of the year.
Yeah, that last 10 minutes was quite the rush.
Yeah. I mean, so let's bring it back, towards Houston. I mean, what are your thoughts on Claxton from Brooklyn?
Now, here we go. Mo Bamba, not coming to Houston. He's staying with the Magic. 2 years, $21 million. I gotta take a bit of a – wow, that's exciting.
It's a great move for Orlando. I mean, I like that move for Orlando. I mean, I would have loved him here. I mean, loved him here. But the Rockets need to come out of this with a center, in my opinion. If they don't get a center, I'm going to be really upset. Not upset, disappointed. It's probably I'm not upset with you. I'm just disappointed in you is the way I would feel if I was a Rockets fan.
Yeah, Mike, I've got to actually like pay attention on this Bamba stuff for a little bit, but feel free to talk to the listeners about your thoughts on all this KD stuff.
Okay. Well, while Jeremy Brenner is focusing on the Orlando Magic front, if anybody in the room right now would like to hop on stage and talk all things Houston Rockets free agency, hit that request to speak button. So we would love to bring you up on stage to talk all things Houston Rockets. Looking at the Twitter sphere right now, Phoenix and Miami per Jake L. Fisher. At Jake L. Fisher on Twitter, are mentioned as Kevin Durant's perceived favorite landing spots. So you could definitely see both of those guys or both of those teams doing whatever it's going to take to land Kevin Durant. I think Durant in both of those spots, I think, would be something to behold, because I think that both of those guys, both of those teams would be fantastic landing spots for Durant. Nothing new here on, let's see here. We got you caught up on Daniel House. We got you caught up on Bobby Portis, Anthony Simons. Yeah. So no news on Nick Claxton just yet. But once again, live here on Spotify Live for all things free agency, as the bell has officially gone off on free agency. And a lot of the big names are off the board. Immediately, free agent per Adrian Wojnarowski, Tyus Jones returning to the Memphis Grizzlies on a 2-year, $30 million contract. Are you kidding me? Ridiculous. And yes, James, if you would like to jump on stage and talk Philadelphia 76ers basketball, you're more than welcome to do so. Let's see here. Yeah, people are clamoring on Twitter right now for Eric Gordon now to land in Philadelphia so we can really have the Philadelphia Rockets, or Rockets North, as some people would like to refer to them. So very, very quiet right now on the Rockets front, which you would imagine, would be the case. Now, real quick, non-free agency related, we do have a tweet from ex-Houston Rocket legend Jonathan Wall. He said, although my time in Houston was brief, I just want to thank the Fertitta family, the entire Houston Rockets front office, my teammates, and most of all, the fans for embracing me while I was there. So that is a tweet from one John Wall thanking the Houston Rockets for being a part of the Rockets organization and the biggest waste of time in the history of the Rockets organization. So there is that. Let's see. Nothing new as of yet. Still a decent number of big names out there, but I think a lot of the names and deals that we thought were going to get done have gotten done already. So I anticipate somewhat of a slowing down. Let's see. Sources say Joe Ingles. Wow. Joe Ingles is on his way to the Milwaukee Bucks. So Joe Ingles headed to Milwaukee. That's interesting. It is very, very interesting. He feels like a Milwaukee Buck to me. I don't know what it is, but you just look at Joe Ingles and first thought that pops into my mind, Milwaukee Buck. So, or the Jazz or the Bucks. So, yes, it does appear that Joe Ingles' wife back to, or excuse me, to the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's see. The DeJounte Murray to the Atlanta Hawks deal is now official. Man, this is wild. But yeah, no news on the Houston Rockets front. I do embrace the idea that pretty quickly we should have a story about Jayshon Tate's extension getting done with the Rockets. You would think, or I guess my official guess estimate on his deal is probably going to be in the range of, I would say, 4 or 5 years. You're probably looking at 40, I would say somewhere between 40 and 44 million. For Jayshon Tate, it's going to be a payday for Tate. Is he worth upwards of $44 million? In my estimation, no. But when you look at the rest of the roster, what are the Rockets spending the money on? So locking down one of their, I would call him one of their most important pieces. You would think that that deal is probably going to get done pretty quickly. I would say within the next 24 to 48 hours. Yeah, again, Brian Windhorst says the Lakers could potentially put together a package that lands Durant and Irving. I mean, what are you talking about there? I mean, on are they giving up Anthony Davis in that deal? You would think probably Anthony Davis would have to be a part of that deal. And then what, you know, 8 years worth of draft picks, you would think. So there is that source. It's clear whether it's unclear whether Durant is interested in joining the 76ers, but Joel Embiid has made it clear to management that he wants them to exhaust every option in trying to acquire Durant. So what would a potential deal look like there? They probably have to give up Tobias Harris, you know, because they're going to have to make the salary work in Philadelphia. So Tobias Harris picks. They probably have to, obviously would probably have to give up Thibel. Would they give up to Tyrese Maxey in that type of deal? You would think that they have to. So there is a lot going on in the Twitter world right now.
All right, Mike, I'm back.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good.
I just want to say
– Wesley Matthews has agreed to a one-year deal to return to the Bucks, and it looks like Javon Carter is on his way to Milwaukee as well.
Yeah, Milwaukee basically got their whole crew.
They did. And now Damian Jones has agreed to a two-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Damian Jones to the Lakers. I didn't see that.
By the way, totally non-NBA free agency related. You see UCLA and USC going to the Big Ten?
Yeah, today has been
bananas.
Today's been a little bit messy, Mike.
I love it, by the way. We'll talk about that off air, but that's a phenomenal move by the Big Ten and those two schools. Let's see here. I think that's all for now. I gave my guess on what the Jayshon Tate extension is going to look like. I think we're all under the assumption he's going to sign that extension. What is your official guess on what that's going to look like for the Rockets?
Yeah, so that's definitely – I would say, honestly, looking at that P.J. Tucker deal makes sense, like a three-year $33 million. That could make sense. I could see like kind of like a Daniel Tice deal, like a 4 years, 36. I definitely think he's staying with the Rockets. I really don't think he's going anywhere. Like, the same thing happened with a lot of these guys that were restricted free agents that decided to like move on and go like I think what so like Jayshon Tate did that. Mo Bamba was interesting. So like he declined his. He wasn't offered one, so he became an unrestricted free agent, but then stayed anyway. So there's that. Like, I don't know. I think we're going to see a lot of teams, especially in the bottom of the league, like the Rockets, kind of stay where they're at this year because they don't feel like they're ready to make that push yet. This year, I just feel like we're not going to see a whole lot of teams go from, like, pretender to contender status. Like next year's probably going to be that year. More news. Chris Boucher, 3 years, $35.25 million staying with the Raptors.
What?
Good. Yeah, that's God. That's a bit pricey, but like
you I said, think?
That's a little bit pricey for him, I think.
God.
But good for him.
No, I mean, look, I mean, his cousin Bobby Boucher would be very, you know, proud of him, but good God. I mean, Chris Boucher, I mean, nice player. He averaged 9 points last year and, you know, shoots 30% from three, averages 6 rebounds a game. I mean, a 9-6 guy is getting 10 mil plus a year.
Lou Dort gets a big contract, Mike. 5 years, 87.5 million.
God. OKC. All right, so with these deals coming down, I think it'd be fun. We should grade the deal as we see these coming down. That Boucher deal, I'm giving a C-. I mean, I'm sure he's a good locker room guy. That's a C minus D plus to me, though.
So for Boucher, that is $11.75 million per year.
Ugh.
For Dort, it's $17.5 million per year.
God, that's
Look, OKC's got the money to do it.
Yeah, but now he just agreed to live in Oklahoma City for the next 5 years.
To go from being undrafted like 2 years ago.
Oh, for sure.
Being, that's pretty impressive.
Well, the thing is, like, and when I say these are bad deals or good deals, obviously the guys are getting paid. You're talking so it's about good.
It from a team perspective, right?
Exactly. I mean, dude, these deals, I mean, see, that's the thing, though. That's the only way Oklahoma City can keep these types of guys. I mean, Dort's a nice player, but the only way that they're going to be able to keep him is to pay him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I mean, he's not an all-star type player. He did average 17 points last year on a terrible Oklahoma City team.
Pretty wild.
I don't know. I don't like that deal for Oklahoma City, but okay.
I'll give that deal a B minus.
Ooh, are you really?
Yeah.
I'll give it a C.
Straight C. Like C's average, and I feel like it's a little bit above average.
I mean, I like it for Oklahoma City to keep their guy. I mean, I'm always a fan of talent staying home, especially in today's NBA. But, I mean, that type of money. But they're not paying anybody else on that roster. So, except, what, is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander under a big deal? I think he is.
Shai, yeah. I think. You would think he is.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain.
Let me look it up.
Shout out to Hoopside. Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
He signed a 5-year, $180 million deal. It goes into effect this season.
Yeah, I see
he signed it. He signed it last offseason.
Okay, that's right. It goes
into effect this season. He'll make $40 million in 2027.
Right now, per Las Vegas, the question is, where will Kyrie Irving play in 2022? The Rockets are fourth on the big board at plus 750.
Okay, that's a bad bet.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Knicks are plus 450, but they're now out because of the Brunson deal, unless they want to go after him. The Lakers are third at plus 550, and the Rockets are plus 750.
I got to say this, too, and I didn't really think about it. That deal for Lou Dort is not good for the Rockets.
Why?
Because that, like, I feel like Lou Dort and Jayshon Tate have had very similar trajectories, with Jayshon Tate kind of being a year behind Lou Dort.
So I feel like
that might push his price up a little bit. I'm not saying Jayshon Tate's going to come in here signing 5 years, $87.5 million, but
they better not ask
for a little bit more than what he was anticipating. Now that he has seen what Lou Dort got.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Tate knows. I mean, Tate's a more of a 9 point per guy. Nine point per night kind of guy. Dort is going to average closer to what he's averaging this year, somewhere between 14 to 17. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dort's more valuable to Oklahoma City than Tate is to the Rockets. But with all that being said, I think getting that deal done is of importance. That Vegas thing is interesting, though, about Irving. I mean, I would not support that move whatsoever. Trevelyan Queen has agreed to a deal with the Philadelphia 76ers.
No, that's the Philadelphia Rockets we're talking about.
My God. I mean, that's wild. Mm. Okay, so where do you think Durant ends up?
I think he ends up in Phoenix.
Ooh, I like it.
I just think that
I don't hate that.
I just think that they have, look, if the Nets can help themselves, they will trade him to the West. Kevin Durant has already mentioned that he would appreciate a trade to the Phoenix Suns. Not only do the Suns have the picks, but they also have young players that they can build with. My guess is the trade looks something like Durant for sign and trade with Ayton and Jay Crowder and Mikal Bridges and picks and pick swaps. I'm thinking like three firsts, three pick swaps.
Jesus. Ayton,
like similar to the Harden deal. I mean, it's like Kevin Durant is probably one of the few players that you could say is better than James Harden. So, yeah, I think we're looking at that kind of deal. That's a deal for me. If I'm the Suns, that would be worth it because, I mean, you're probably going to lose Ayton anyway. And Jay Crowder's already on the block. And Mikal Bridges would have played Kevin Durant's position anyway. And Mikal Bridges is probably the one player that would get Brooklyn kind of excited outside of Ayton. But with that, you get two young players that haven't really seen their prime yet.
Mm-hmm.
You get the picks, and I think you can use that package to even for 1 year, like work with Kyrie, and that team could make the playoffs. I really do think that. That's three. Yeah. That's 60% of the best team in the NBA starting lineup from a year ago. And then you add Kyrie and Seth Curry or Ben Simmons. And like that's three former number one draft picks and Jay Crowder. And, you know, like I think it could work. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, I think it could work. I just, if you're sending out that,
Sean says it's a play-in squad. Well, I mean, that's what the Nets were this year with Kevin Durant.
No way. No way. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
The East is packed, and like that's exactly why they wouldn't want to trade him to the East. Dwayne Dedman, by the way, 2 years, $9 million, stays with the Heat. Trading him to the Heat, for instance, because that's the other team that makes sense. So there's apparently a rule. I read about it, but I don't have all the details or the reasons. But like they can't take on multiple players that sign like I don't know, for whatever reason, there's some rule that doesn't allow them to have both Bam Adebayo and Ben Simmons on the roster. So if they wanted Bam, they would also have to trade Ben Simmons. So that's it would weird. Be like a three-team trade or something. Like it'd be some weird. It'd be a really weird trade. But, like, I really don't see why Miami would give up Bam for KD. Like,
oh, I could.
Am I – like, cause I could. It's not just Bam. Like, they're also going to trade Hero. Probably going to have to trade a couple other players as well. Like,
all of it's worth it, though, for Durant. I mean, if you talk about teaming up Durant with Jimmy Butler. Durant
and Jimmy Butler is kind of nasty.
Yeah, but the thing is – the thing is, I don't think Miami's going to do it because they would literally have to gut their squad to do it.
Miami's going to have to do what Brooklyn did, basically.
Yeah, there's multiple.
I think they're more likely to get Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I was just about to say there's multiple fronts right now saying that the Miami Heat are going after Donovan Mitchell. They wouldn't have to give up nearly as much, and Duncan Robinson feels more like a Utah Jazz than he does a Miami Heat.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder why.
just saying, man. You know what, man? I will say this. Like, Durant doing that today, I will say this, okay? And you and I have not done a show. Congrats to Raphael Stone and company who literally lucked into the hall that they are now going to be staring down when it falls apart in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
so
there was congrats. A lot of luck that came with it, but yeah. You know, another signing here, 216, Thaddeus Young staying with the Raptors.
That's ridiculous.
Or a rocket show, we don't really care about that much, but yeah.
I mean, I like Thaddeus Young, don't get me wrong, but good God, Thaddeus Young getting $16 million is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the thing is, with the Rockets having all those Nets picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Nets can't really afford to do a trade like the Rockets did. Like, they can't just go and get, picks for Kevin Durant.
No, they have to get young talent. They have to focus on young talent because whoever they're trading Durant to, that team is going to contend. And those picks are not nearly as valuable as what the Rockets got in the Nets deal.
Yeah, so basically So we're at a point where basically the Rockets are sitting really pretty. And I don't know exactly what's going to go down. Like, that's why I think that Phoenix trade that I mentioned, that's another reason why it makes sense.
Phoenix makes all the sense in the world. I'll give you a dark horse for Durant is Boston.
I don't think so. I think a dark horse for Durant is Philly.
Yeah, I would say Philly or Boston to me. I mean, I love the idea of Durant going to Philadelphia because Philadelphia, first of all, they have Daryl, who's crazy enough to get it done. But they also have the picks. They also have the players that could get it done in Maxey and Thybulle. Like, that deal is going to have to include Tobias Harris for salary. They're going to want Thybulle. Probably it's going to cost you Thybulle and Maxey and 3 first-round picks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Brooklyn, would you do that deal? Harris, Maxey, Thybulle, and 3 ones. And let's say 2 pick swaps to do it.
I mean, that basically then puts Brooklyn in the same position with Philly that we are with Brooklyn, where we're basically looking at them, and if they fall apart, then it's good for the Nets, but I just don't see it. Like, I think Philly wants him. I don't know if Philly's gonna get him, and I don't think that, like, here's the thing. The reason why the Rockets didn't want to trade Harden to Philly was because they didn't, like, they're like, oh, they were kind of expecting it to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Philly, in a way, by trading for James Harden, has kind of, you know, really started this whole domino effect. Why would the Nets want to help the Sixers? They don't. And especially because they're also, you know, that's like the main reason, honestly. You don't just go and, oh, thanks for taking our best player here, have our other best player. Like, it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
But I think the whole thing, I think Phoenix makes too much sense for it to not happen, I think, at this point.
I don't know, man. I mean, you make some good points. I think the Lakers, that's just
a pipe dream. Like,
Phoenix makes a lot of sense, though.
Everyone says, like, I feel like the Lakers, anytime a player that has made one all-star appearance ever or has anything to do with, like, being good in the NBA, the Lakers feel entitled to have that man. And that's just not how it works.
Well, I mean, if you're a Lakers fan, that's how it works. But they've always been like that.
That's not how it works. The world does not revolve around Lakers fans. The world does not revolve around Rockets fans. The world does not revolve around basketball fans. Like the NBA world revolves around its players,
right,
and the front offices. That's the real tea, if you wanted it. And it's not what people want to hear. But if you're going to hear, you're at the dream table.
I mean, that's entirely fair. But, I mean, you know, Rockets, yeah, I don't know, man. It's a little quiet. It's a little sad to see the Rockets so quiet, but it makes sense.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The Rockets are taking this year to sit back, let the Knicks make a mistake and offer $110 million to Jalen Brunson, and let OKC offer Lou Dort $87 million, and let all of this happen. And then next year, when they're in better positioning to contend, then they make those deals, and that's what's going to push them over the edge.
We'll see.
That's, you know, kind of been the plan all along, I feel.
Yeah.
It's the same place where all the teams that are around us, Detroit, Orlando, like, that's all what they're doing. Indiana.
Detroit's not doing that. Detroit hasn't spent
any. No, Detroit's sitting back this year. Yeah. And letting it all happen for next year.
Yeah. By the way, shout out to the Brooklyn Nets right now announcing, welcome to Brooklyn, Royce O'Neal.
That was so bizarre.
And they are getting.
Talk about that.
They are
O'Neal got traded for a first round pick. Like,
yeah.
It was announced. It didn't happen seconds after, but it was announced almost seconds after the Durant trade request, which.
I don't see why, as soon as they said.
If you know both of those things are happening, why would you sign off on that trade?
Not only that, dude, but, like, the timing of this, like, you're going to get just destroyed by posting.
Exactly.
That. I mean, these front off, or these PR departments just are shocking. Yeah, man. I mean,
unless
I think
they,
it's
like, had to.
Yeah, I think everything is slowing down now.
Or they know that they're going to get slammed, and they use it anyway because they know they're going to get engagement, even though it's bad. There's no such thing as bad felicity. Good felicity is any publicity.
They gave up a first round pick for Royce O'Neal.
They gave up a first round pick for Royce O'Neal, but they're probably just going to go ahead and get that back.
Oh, they're definitely going to get it back, but still, I mean,
yes. I think one of those picks came in the Harden deal because where do they have a 2023 first round pick from?
I'm pretty sure
it's Philly's pick.
It would make the most sense, yeah.
Or maybe the Rockets are attached to that pick. I don't even remember.
Yeah, the what's it called? Jonathan Fagan, first hour of free agency, averaged roughly a deal a minute. Man, these guys can talk fast in contract negotiations. I love the sarcasm by one Jonathan Fagan.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Jayshon Tate, how much are you paying him?
I gave my prediction earlier that I think it's going to be somewhere in the 4 year to $44 million contract.
I think it's fair.
I mean, it's a great payday for him, number one. Are the Rockets overpaying at 44? Yes, I believe so. But he's your Draymond Green. He's the guy that's going to come in, shut his mouth, play the right way. You need guys like that on the team. So while I don't love that deal for the Rockets, I don't hate that deal for the Rockets. If it's over $50 million, Jeremy, I'm not going to be a fan of that because that's overpaying. You can replace a Jayshon Tate at $50 million.
Yeah. I wonder what Nick Claxton is going to do. Like,
God, I hope he ends up a Rocket.
I think it would be a very good fit for the Rockets for Nick Claxton.
Yeah. I don't understand the people that are clamoring for Usman Garuba at the backup five position. He's not a five.
Well,
you cannot sell me.
They want to play small, possibly.
Okay, that's never worked in NBA history, and it would not work here.
What are you talking about, Mike?
Wait, give me a team that won with a small ball five.
The Golden State Warriors.
Draymond is more of a five. Come on, Draymond Green is a five. He's a five.
So what are you talking about, Mike?
He's a five. Usman Garuba is not a five. He is a
Mike,
four.
We've compared Usman Garuba to Draymond Green in the past.
The hell we have? I certainly have not. No, I have never compared Garuba to Draymond Green.
Ever. That, to me, explains, like, why they would go with Garuba at the five, is to make him like a Draymond Green.
Well, then they need to fire the entire coaching staff and get in coaches that know what they're doing when it comes to allocating the right pieces to the right spots. He's not a five.
I think they can. I think that they can with this group of guys that they have around them.
Okay, so is Tari Eason a five?
I think Tari Eason could be that five too.
What?
I think
Tari
Eason could be a small ball five. Oh, I think Jayshon Tate could be a small ball five. I think you're thinking about five. Like, I say the word five and you get, and like you fixate on that. It's simply just a forward that can rebound.
And
be able to defend multiple positions. And that's what Garuba can do. That's what Tari Eason can do. That's what Jayshon Tate can do. So that's what I mean when I say small ball five.
Well, they need a rim. They need a rim defender. We did this last year. Like, we went through literally
this entire.
But that's
not the point when you're playing.
It is the point,
though.
When
you're playing five out on offense. Like,
I don't want to play five out on offense.
Yeah, well, when you just open the key so that you have players who can drive.
I mean, I guess, but you saw what happened last year when they can't defend
the
rim.
I think Garuba can definitely play in the post.
He can play in the post, but it does not solve your problem. Like, I don't understand what Rockets fans are missing. They do not have a rim defender. That is when I say a five, I mean a big body to play in the middle against other big guys. They don't have that. They are in desperate need of that. Şengün is not that. Garuba is not that. Tari Eason is not that.
They don't necessarily need someone like that. That's the thing.
They absolutely do. Because right now,
doesn't have someone like that.
They do have somebody like that. That's Draymond Green. Draymond Green is a five. He can defend Jokic. He can defend.
Garuba can defend Jokic.
The hell he can.
Yes, he can.
The $264 million man, by the way, congrats to Nikola Jokic getting that deal. Like, we saw it all of last year. The Rockets do not have one guy that can play with any one of those guys.
I'll say this. He hasn't proven that he cannot. And because the Rockets spent a first-round pick on him, fans would like to see him at least get a chance so that they don't just send him away for nothing.
Well, put him in a spot to play next to a Claxton. Like, you're never going to sell me.
But they have – the thing is, they have too many fours. That's the problem. They have Jabari Smith. They have Jayshon Tate. They have KJ Martin. They have Tari Eason. There's just not – like, that's not how they're building this team.
Well, okay.
Tate's around a bunch of the same archetype guys that can play a little bit bigger. I'm seeing some rumors here about Gorgui Dieng, but it's not from a verified source. But let's keep an eye on Gorgui Dieng. Detroit.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I like Gorgui Dieng. I don't love him because he's going to get paid. If he goes to Detroit, that's stupid. They have Nerlens Noel and Jalen Duran. Stupid move. Ridiculous. Yeah. Shenanigans.
I don't trust that source that I saw it from, but.
No, but what I'm saying is, I get where you're coming from, and I don't necessarily
give him a shot. That's all they're saying. Give him a shot, and only like we're not saying past the season. Like, this is the season to try. Like, this is a big make or break season for Garuba and for a lot of for KJ Martin for Dacian Nix. Like, those are the guys that this is their year. If they don't show up this year, they're going to get replaced by the next, you know, crop of draft picks.
I mean, I think the writing's already on the wall there for Garuba. I hate to say it, but I think...
Because that's what we're saying, because a lot of the guys that were drafted this year, well, Jabari Smith and Tari Eason could pierce into some of that playing time.
I think more Eason, because they're literally the same size. I mean, they are the same size. They bring the exact same mold to what your roster needs, which is a bruiser up front that can bang with, I know you hate the position title, but that's what they're power forwards. They're not centers. They're not defenders of the rim. No, we don't have one guy consistently that can do it on the roster right now. Nick Claxton does that. And I hate to say it, if they sign Nick Claxton, he will be the starter.
I'm not against Nick Claxton. I actually would like Nick Claxton, but what I'm saying is, like, from what I've seen is they want to play small for about a quarter of games, and that could be one of the possibilities. That's all.
Yeah, what I would say is, if they sign Nick Claxton, I've seen people say if they sign him, he's going to be a backup. The hell he will be. He will be your starting five. No. Şengün will not start.
No, they've already said they're starting Şengün.
They're stupid. They're stupid if they say that. My opinion. That's the way I see it. I could be wrong.
Why should Şengün not start?
Because he just got replaced by Jabari Smith Jr. That's the way I see it, man.
That's not what's happening though.
But he's not a five. Şengün is not a five. People who want to make
Rockets see him as such, Mike. That's
but do
that's
you?
The thing is,
I don't care what the
idea of what's going on is not what's like. It's your opinion, and that's fine. But it's not fact.
Do you think it's fact, though? Like, let me ask you a question.
I would not believe it.
Would you start Şengün over Nick Claxton?
Yes.
Okay. I think
Şengün does more for you on the offensive side of the ball than Nick Claxton does.
You don't need offense, though. We saw it last year.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't. How?
Şengün helps with your spacing. Şengün helps with your ball movement in general. He's a great passer. Like, he's way more than just like a, you know, what you believe is a four. Like, he's more, he absolutely does more than that.
But you need desperately to go watch
yourself some Sengun highlights. I feel like that's the problem.
Yeah, hard pass.
You have not seen why? Like, what is your deal with Sengun? Why do you not like him?
I don't. It's not that I don't like him. It's that I want him to come off of the bench. That's all. It has nothing to do with. Look, I know what Sengun is. Great passer, like you said. Everything you said is fact. What this team desperately needs is defensive help up front. They did it in the draft.
They got Jabari Smith in the draft.
They got Jabari Smith and they got Tari Eason. Absolutely 100%.
Yeah, defense in your starting unit and then defense in your backup unit, yeah.
Tari Eason should be the starting three for this team by mid-year. And okay, that's fine. Listen, like I said, if you're giving Jason Tate the money that you're going to give him, that doesn't necessarily make him a starter. The Rockets paid more money for Eric Gordon to come off the bench for the lion's share of his career. So Jason Tate does not necessarily, even if he gets that $44 million contract, makes him a starter. My opinion, you draft Tari Eason at 17, you better give him an ability to start, or a chance to start, I should say. And yes, in my opinion, I would much rather see Nick Claxton as the starting five of this team if they're signing him over Sengun.
I mean, what else is there to say?
Sengun is terrible defensively. Terrible defensively. He's not a good rebounder.
Anything else? But, like, what I'm saying is this. The Rockets traded Christian Wood to open up playing time for Sengun.
Not necessarily.
Yes, necessarily. I am willing to say that. Like, I feel like there is enough out there to where I can say that confidently.
So you discount the fact that he was terrible in the locker room and made no sense on this roster? Like, none.
I'm saying that that was one of the reasons.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the reasons was to open up playing time for Sengun. You cannot deny that the Rockets are incredibly high on him. Whether you agree with that or not is a totally different story. And it seems like every time that we go back and forth on this, this is the reason why. Is because you're adding your perspective into it. But I'm coming at the perspective of the Rockets and what their moves have shown me. And what their moves have shown me, and from what I've read from actual insiders on the team, is that Sengun is the team starting center for this upcoming season. And with the Rockets in a rebuild, you really can only take things season by season. Because if they end up with that number one pick next year, you better believe Wemby's coming and taking that spot. But for right now, Wemby is not on the team. The Rockets could win the NBA championship next year with Sengun as their starter. They probably won't. They almost certainly won't. But he gets that opportunity. That's what I'm saying, is the Rockets this year are going to get a chance to prove themselves. Sengun is also in that boat of players that have the opportunity this upcoming season to prove themselves. Him, Garuba, Nix, and I'd say probably a little bit Jason Tate, but he's going to get paid this year. Jason Tate will be part of the team regardless. How much he'll play will be determined by how this year goes.
That's fair. And Shane,
Kevin Porter as well. I'd throw him in there as well.
Yeah. Shane, if you have a problem,
sign a deal. So that's what I'm saying is, the Rock, based on what the moves they've made, that's what's going to happen.
That's fair. Shane, if you have a problem, hold on real quick.
They're not projected to be good. So it could very well be that in the future, down the line, Sengun does get replaced. He is a backup, or, you know, some configuration of what happens changes.
Yeah.
But for 2022-2023, Alperen Sengun is the starting center for the Houston Rockets.
That's fair. Shane, if you have a problem with anything that I'm saying, or you think I hate the Rockets, you can hit that request to speak button, come up on stage, and we can have a conversation about it. It's just simply not true. It's just not. And by the way, I gave an F to the Rockets trade for what they gave for Christian Wood at the time. And I specifically said it's because of what they got in return for him. But it also depended on what they did with that capital in the draft. And I applauded the drafting of Ty Washington and getting 2 second round picks. So you saying that I hate the Rockets is flat out stupid.
And if you don't want to listen to the show, you don't have to listen to the show. There's many other shows you can go listen to. So that's what I have to say about that.
This doesn't need to turn into a bash mic session. That's not what I'm trying to do.
I don't give a damn if it is.
For those that have listened to us for a long time, know that that's not the case.
No, it's not. It's literally you. I mean, this is fun. This is banter to me. And if it, at BSW_podcast_MB. If you don't like anything I have to say, we can have a conversation there.
Let's get real wild though.
Let's go.
Pistons just signed Marvin Bagley, 3 years, $37 million.
Jesus. My Lord.
Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports first on that.
Golly, man, that's awful. That's so bad. That's so bad. God, man, I hate it. But because I hate the Rockets, I would want the Rockets to give out that contract. Let's go ahead and just push that narrative, Jeremy, that I hate the Rockets. I love it. Let's go ahead and do that.
All right. I think this is a good place to park the Rocket ship.
I would say so.
Well-renowned Rockets hater, Michael Brown.
Yes, sir.
And Jeremy Brenner, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take presented by The Dream Shake. We'll keep you guys posted on Jayshon Tate, what he's up to, any potential new Rockets coming in. We wish we got it on this show, but we're approaching like the hour mark now, so we think it's a good time to park. Maybe we'll do an emergency if anything's super crazy, but I don't think that's going to happen at this point. But over the next several days, be sure to head to thedreamshake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets, at sbnation.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Dream Take and at Dream Shake SBN. Head to our Facebook page. Give us a like over there. Be sure to also follow our personal Twitters. You can follow my co-pilot, Mike, at
BSW_podcast_MB.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeremy Brenner. That's JeremyBrenner. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. And until next time, go Rockets.